Lesson 4. An invitation. Are you in the mood to go out tonight? Pages 30 and 31. Getting your feet wet. It's 4 p.m. on a Friday afternoon, and George Mason is finishing the day's work. He wants to go to a movie tonight, but he doesn't want to go alone. He's asking some of his friends at the office to go with him. Can you think of different ways that George can invite people to join him? Write down as many different ways as you can. Listen as George invites people to go out with him tonight.
Hey, everybody. It's almost time to go home. I think I'll start the weekend by going to the movies tonight. Betty, would you like to join me?
Oh, I couldn't tonight. My cousins from San Diego are here. They're going to drop by my apartment this evening. Thanks for the invitation, though. Can I take a rain check? Another day might be better.
Sure, no problem. Carmen, do you have any plans for tonight? Why don't you come with me to the Science Fiction Festival at the Grand Theater? Do you like science fiction?
No, not at all. I prefer comedies or adventure films.
Are you sure I can't talk you into coming with me?
No, thanks, George. I'm really not in the mood for the movies tonight anyway.
What about you, Rudy? Let's go to the festival tonight.
Sorry, George. I'm just too tired.
Come on, Rudy. Don't turn me down, too. It'll be fun.
I don't think so. Maybe we can go some other time.
Well, it's up to you. But if you change your mind, you can get in touch with me later. I'll be home until 8 o'clock.
Page 31. Getting the picture. 1. What does George want to do tonight? 2. Why can't Betty go with George? 3. Does Carmen want to go with George? Why or why not? 4. Why doesn't Rudy want to go? 5. What time will George go to the movies? 6. Do you think anybody will go with George tonight? Why or why not?
Catching on. Pages 35 and 36. Listening. Listen to the following statements or short conversations. Then, look at the choices next to each number to find an answer that makes sense with the statements. Circle the letter of the correct answer.
Part A. 1. Sally invited me to drop by her new house any time this week. 2. Raoul is very disappointed. He wanted to go to Harvard next year, but the school turned him down. 3. Carl is going to Los Angeles for the weekend. He'll get in touch with Liz after he returns. 4. Mark didn't know if he should lend Gary his car last night. Gary said, "Come on, Mark, I'll be back before 11 p.m., and I'll return the car to you then."
5. Do you think I can get more time to finish my paper for this class?
It's up to Dr. Johns. He's the only one who can change the date for an assignment. Part B. 1. Jim is very stubborn and always thinks his opinion is the correct one. 2. It rained last night, so the baseball game was canceled and everyone had to go home. 3. Charles didn't want to go out last night. Then he talked to Alice, and he decided to see a movie with her. 4. Ilaria said, "I don't want to cook dinner tonight. I feel like eating pizza. So let's eat at that new Italian restaurant."
36 and 37. Holding your own. Office talk. Two workers are talking to each other during their coffee break. Check your answers as you listen to the completed conversation.
Did you hear about Tom Hayes? The boss wanted to give him a promotion, but Tom turned it down.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. The boss tried to talk him into taking the new job, but Tom still said he didn't want it.
That's incredible. Do you think Tom will change his mind?
It's too late. The boss already gave the promotion to Carlos Ayala.
Old friends. Pam Sanders is just finishing some shopping at the mall on a Saturday afternoon. As she's walking to the parking lot, she hears a man call her name.
Pam Sanders, is that you? How have you been?
I don't believe it. Peter Strauss, how are you?
It's great to see you. In fact, I tried to call you yesterday, but you weren't home. Do you have some time to talk now? Are you in the mood for some lunch?
I'm sorry, I was just going home.
Oh, come on. Can't you spend just a half an hour with me?
I really can't right now. I'm late. Can I take a rain check on that lunch?
Sure. Are you ever in the downtown area? You should drop by my office. I'd love to see you.
I'm downtown every Tuesday and Thursday. I'll be sure to get in touch with you.
Great. I hope I see you soon.
Pages 138 and 139. More listening, pronunciation practice.
1. Listen and repeat. Listen to the pronunciation of each of the idioms from this lesson. Then say the idiom out loud after each one is said on the tape. Drop by. Take a rain check. Talk someone into something. In the mood for. Come on. Turn someone down. Up to someone. Change one's mind. Get in touch with.
Two. Listening. Intonation. Questions. When asking a question in English, native speakers change the tone of their voice. The tone, or pitch of a sentence, usually goes up at the end. Examples. Can I see you tonight? Are you busy tomorrow? After each number, you will hear two sentences, A and B. One will be a question and the other will not. Write the letter of the sentence, A or B, that you think is a question. Listen carefully to the intonation.
1. A. Betty would like to join me. B. Betty, would you like to join me?
2. A. Can I take a rain check? B. I can take a rain check.
3. A. Carmen, do you have any plans for tonight? B. Carmen has no plans for tonight.
4. A. Why don't you come with me? B. I don't know why you came with me.
5. A. I don't like science fiction. B. Do you like science fiction?
6. A. I'm sure you can't talk me into coming with you. B. Are you sure I can't talk you into coming with me?
7. A. What about you, Rudy? B. I forgot all about Rudy.
Three. Pronunciation. Questions. Now repeat each question after you hear it. 1. Betty, would you like to join me? 2. Can I take a rain check? 3. Carmen, do you have any plans for tonight? 4. Why don't you come with me? 5. Do you like science fiction? 6. Are you sure I can't talk you into coming with me? 7. What about you, Rudy? 4. This is the end of Lesson 4.